Welcome back to the Word for Life broadcast. My name is Pastor Steve Sowers, in for Pastor Greg Huffman. And we've been talking through Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, on the danger of drifting. The danger of drifting away from the truth of God's Word. The danger of drifting away from a strong, secure relationship in Christ, and how that makes a difference in my life and in the lives of others around me. And the writer of Hebrews has been giving us a warning, and he calls us to action. And he says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away. The warning is that believers are drifting. There is a responsibility for us to be aware that there is a danger of believers drifting to the point where they are indifferent in their lives to the world that needs Christ. And he gives a very strong warning, and he tells us about this danger. And in verses 2 and 3, he's going to tell us that it's a danger because there are consequences for ignoring it. He says, for if the word spoken through angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? He's using an Old Testament reference to prove his point, that there are consequences of ignoring God's word, and the consequences are certain. Now, let me ask you a question. When angels delivered God's message, or even God himself delivered a message to Israel, did they ever ignore God's message? The answer is yes. What happened as a result of them ignoring the message that God had given them? There were consequences, and they were certain. They were completely sure. Think back to some examples when they ignored God's word and prospered. Can you ever think of an example in Scripture where the children of Israel ignored God's commands and they actually prospered? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 9 through 11 tell us we must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now, these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. You see, what a tremendous example of what the writer of Hebrews is talking about. When they ignored God's word, it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that you can think back to the encounter when they ignored God's word and he brings the serpents and they started to bite the people, and then Moses had to construct the serpent on the pole and they had to look to it and trust it and be saved. All of that was a response of them ignoring God's commands. Now listen to how this applies to us in verse 3. If it was true in the Old Testament, and this truth has been true for believers throughout all time, verse 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? That word neglect means to treat it lightly, to ignore the importance of. It's a rhetorical question because you know the example. If they experience consequences for ignoring God's instructions, so will we. So he wants us to think about this. If they neglected God and his word and his message, and there were consequences, then it is certain for you also that the consequences are sure if we neglect this great salvation. Now, what is he talking about when he says this great salvation? Salvation that was introduced to us through Jesus Christ, which the author spoke about in chapter 1. And he describes it this way in verses 3 and 4, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. This message of the gospel of salvation was first spoken by the Lord Jesus. It was then confirmed by those who heard, referring to the apostles, through signs and wonders and miracles and gifts that were evidences of this message. The virgin birth, the sinless life, the sacrificial lamb. The God who made everything became sin for us. So how can you escape if you neglect or you take this truth lightly? How can you prosper if you devalue this message? Well, what does that mean? Is he referring to unbelievers going to hell? That if they neglect this salvation, that they will spend eternity apart from God? That is definitely a truth taught in Scripture. However, that is not the truth that is taught in this passage. Is he talking about losing your salvation? That if you neglect this truth of salvation, that you can in some way have your salvation taken away? We know that's not true, that the Scripture is clear, that no one shall separate you from the love of God. But it's very important that we understand, who is he writing to? He's writing to believers. So what he's saying is this: he's telling true believers to be cautious, to be alert, as we so can easily drift away. He tells them, you know what Jesus said is true. You know that salvation is great. You know that it's huge. You know that it's awesome. Don't drift away. Think about the consequences to you and to life if the church loses the impact of our salvation. Think about it. When we get to the place where it doesn't impact us the way it once did, when it doesn't consume us or motivate us the way it once did. When we first came to Christ, we were on fire. We were passionate. We couldn't read the word enough. We couldn't share the truth enough with others. And even though I've been saved for 20 years, why has that passion lessened? Why has my motivation changed? Because I'm slowly drifting away. Think about the consequences to you if we just get caught up in everything in the world. What happens to our marriages? What happens to our children? What happens to our moral choices? What happens to our impact on the world if we just continue to drift on by because we're not grounded in the truth? And what the author of Hebrews wants us to understand is that when we are consumed by Christ, in who he is and what he has done, nothing else matters. I want you to do something right now. As you're listening to this broadcast, I want you to think about what makes you happy. Think about what is overwhelming you right now. I want you to think about what you're worrying about or what's causing fear in your heart. I want you to think about your circumstances right now. Take some time to think about those things. Now, as you're thinking about all those worries, all those cares, all those burdens, and all those fears, I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 1 and remind us of who Christ is. As we consider our circumstances and our difficulties, our fears, our struggles, even the things that make us happy, Hebrews 1 says this: God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he has made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, and when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels. When you hear the truth of God's word and the glory of Jesus Christ, what happened to those fears, the struggles, the burdens, all those things that you feel are weighing you down? When you focus on the horizontal, it's heavy. But what does the author of Hebrews want us to do? He wants us to take those things that are horizontal and lift them up to focus vertical on the Son, Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what he wants us to do. When we live with the right perspective, it puts the horizontal in the right place. Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the focus. And here in Hebrews chapter 2, his message is this: don't lose sight of what really matters. Be anchored in Christ and his word. Love him. Allow him to transform you into his image. Don't continue to live passive. Don't continue to just drift on by and be indifferent in a world that needs different makers. God has called us here to make a difference, not to make a living. You know, there's several ways that we just drift by and we lose focus, isn't there? I mean, just think about it. The main way is probably just by living life. Our hearts are naturally drawn away by our own lusts, as the word tells us. Just a natural, normal day, living life, parenting, going to work. We are naturally drawn to what we want. We're naturally drawn to our own purposes, our own happiness. And we become consumed with what we want. It's so easy to drift away from our great salvation. That's why Romans 12 is so important. How are we transformed? By renewing our minds. That's why the word is so important. That's why we need to be in it every day. That's why we need to be reminded of the truths of God's word on a daily basis, because of their transforming power. We need this reminder as believers, don't we? To be anchored in Christ, to be anchored in his word, so we today can stop drifting by. My challenge to you, Christian, today is to stop drifting. It is a serious danger. In a world that needs difference makers, we have a lot of believers who are indifferent. And I want us to heed this warning from God in Hebrews chapter 2, when he tells us this: therefore, give more earnest heed, pay careful attention, more than you would anything else, get this. Pay attention to the things that you have heard, lest you drift away. So many of us have been sitting in church and have been taught the word of God for 10, 20, 30 years. What are we doing with what we have heard? The scripture tells us, don't be hearers of the word, but be doers also. That's really what a mature believer is. It's somebody who applies the word and lives the word. That's how we make a difference. That's how we stop from drifting. That's my prayer for you today, to make a difference. Hope you have a great day. God bless.